This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The Biden administration has triggered another slice of money from the 2021 Infrastructure Act, $3 billion, to replace water supply pipes made of lead. It's the latest installment of $15 billion to pay to get toxic heavy metal out of drinking water. The president has promised to replace every lead water pipe in the country. Marketplace's Kaylee Wells has more on the latest money.
This most recent installment brings the total federal investment up to $9 billion. Bruno Piggott with the EPA says we're just at the beginning of the timeline to remove lead pipes.
We've got a proposed rule that requires the vast majority of systems around the country to remove their lead service lines in 10 years.
All told, the EPA estimates there are about 9 million lead pipes nationwide that need replacing. And with the money earmarked so far,
we can replace nearly 2 of those 9 million pipes across the country. But that's not really the end of the story.
Because there's more than $6 billion to come from the federal government. State and local governments and utilities will have to make up the difference. But Eric Olson with the Natural Resources Defense Council says this level of federal support is unprecedented.
This is a really big deal. This is the largest investment in U.S. history in drinking water infrastructure and specifically on funding to pull out these lead pipes.
The EPA has found no level of lead is safe. Olson says the pipes that connect water mains on the street to fixtures in homes are the worst culprits.
EPA's estimate is that this pulling out of all the lead pipes will actually save thousands of lives because of reduced cardiovascular disease.
It'll also cut public health costs and improve the lifetime earning potential of kids and adults whose exposure to lead will be slashed. Almost half of the funding is earmarked for disadvantaged communities where people are more likely to live in older buildings with lead service lines. That's according to Benjamin Nguyen, a professor at Johns Hopkins University who has studied the effects of lead-contaminated water.
And if you're living in areas where people are predominantly renters rather than owners, then the owners of those homes aren't incentivized to remove those lead service lines, and the renters don't have the wherewithal to remove those lead service lines themselves.
Nguyen's biggest concern? While we wait for lead pipes to get replaced, communities will still need resources to test and purify their water. I'm Kaylee Wells for Marketplace.